Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we're going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. If you need to go back and listen to this series, and I'm sure you will need to, go to successwithnicola.com and click on Power Start Call. You know, this series has been just so amazing. And even in this week, ourselves, myself and our team, we have had to come up against so many things where courage was so needed. And we just bless God for being able to give us exactly what we need when we need it. And so our series has been on courage don't come cheap. It's going to cost you something. And for many of us, we have to pay big, but the rewards are even greater. Everything you desire is through courage. That's how you're going to get to it. And so we're here leaders, and we're training you how to build big businesses. But you know what? You can't build a big business if your personal life is in shambles. You're going to have things that are going to come up against you. And you're going to have to not display. We're not looking for a fabricated form of courage. We're talking about being as authentic as possible and being able to recognize obstacles. It doesn't matter whether it's spiritual, mental, physical obstacles that are coming against you. Every single one of us is going to have a different test, a different type of obstacle that's trying to hold you back from something major. You know, I share with you guys, we're here in Las Vegas, Nevada at this time, and we're getting ready for our national convention. I'm sure that if you're out there in network marketing at some point in time, you know, events are huge, and especially the national, the largest event, that's where everyone comes from everywhere. Some people, different countries, whether depending on the company, some people, different cities and states. And I know here there are people on this call that are even not even in network marketing at all. And so I need you to know that it takes courage to step out against all things, all obstacles, and still do what needs to be done. Like wherever there is a will, there is a way. I'm sure you've heard that before. But it takes courage, and for some people, it's a bigger leap than others. And so our scripture on this morning is going to be really big, because some people say, well, how do I muster up courage? Where do I get it from? Because I have been beaten down to the ground, whether, again, in some areas of our lives. And I'm telling you, you're not a grown folk. You're not grown if you haven't come up against something big. And if you haven't, it's coming. Because my pastor would always tell us that you're either just came out in a storm or about to go in a storm of life. Just came out, you're in, or you're about to go in. So none of us are exempt. But what can we do? And this is going to be where our word comes in. Baby, listen. Ladies and gentlemen, kings, queens, listen, you need the word of God. Ain't nobody out there that tough that don't need the word of God. We're hearing things happening, that people waking up with just you know, wash their face, brush their teeth, get in the shower, get dressed, and going into something as simple as a high school and not coming home. You're talking about, you know, you're thinking you can't even just go to the grocery store. You just don't know. But this is something that you can do. And this is the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. This is what we need to do every single day, family. While you're trying to build a big business, you can't build a big business if everything else in your life is a mess. Things are coming at you, fiery darts of the enemy coming at you. What do you do? So before we go on to read the word, we got to pray. We need it. You need it. I need it. It's early here in Las Vegas, Nevada, but it doesn't matter. This is the commitment. Pray anything, any excuse. But I'm here. I'm committed because I want you to be committed to doing something big for the kingdom, not just for yourself. Let's go on and give the Lord his honor. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day. For this is the day that you've made, and we're so glad and we're joyous that we even have another opportunity in the land of the living. Lord God, forgive us for even taking for granted when we can open our eyes and even put our feet to the ground or even open our mouth. Lord God, forgive us that we take those things for granted. But right now, we're giving you all the thanks and the honor and the glory. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that you are the Alpha and the Omega. No one can claim that you're the beginning and the end. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for those glorious and those big plans that you had for us before we were formed in our mother's womb. But we know that we cannot get to those plans less through Jesus Christ. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we are moving closer to you and closer to unlocking all of the mysteries, oh Father God, all of the things that have been frazzled in our minds and our hearts are now becoming extremely clear so we can go out and do great exploits in your name. We're thanking you, Father God, that we are operating in courage, but not through our mediocre power, but through your all-powerful strength, the strength of Christ that strengthens us. We can get through anything. As long as we're able to open our eyes and get up, that's another opportunity to make major impact in your name. We're thanking you that even the rewards that we reap from sowing the seeds for the kingdom are ours through the inheritance of your son, Jesus Christ. As we're wrapping up, courage. Let your people see. Let their eyes be opened. Let their ears be inclined to hear. And let their full being be ready to take massive action so they can realize all that you've already had for them all this time. We're honoring your name. Never being ashamed of who you are, whose we are. We're grateful. Here on Financial Freedom Friday, we know that even all the riches in the world are just crumbs comparing to what you have. And we know you're willing to give as long as we are willing to step into your full will and your full way. We cover this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Let's come on in the queue and let's read this word of God on this morning. We're in Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. Let's go ahead and open up the lines, press star to number one and come in. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. You're looking for courage, you don't know where to find it. You don't think you have it in you? This is what we need to do each and every day. Put on the full armor of God. Don't you think for one moment that courage is cheap. There's a price to pay, but the rewards for it are even greater. This is our boy, Paul. It's our brother. Got to learn about Paul because he's been courageous. He went through a whole lot. But it says, finally, as we're wrapping up this courage series, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, through his power. Put on the full armor of God. Why? So that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes or the wiles of the devil, depending on which version you're reading. The devil's schemes. Yes, there are plots and schemes against you doing big things. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. You've been praying, and you're saying, God, you ain't answering my prayers. Did he hear me? It has to go through the heavenly. So I need you to pay attention now. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, not if, but when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm then with the belt of truth. What's truth? Jesus say, I am the truth, the way, and the life. I am the truth, the way, and the life. Buckled around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness. You better know your rights in place. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it and fearlessly as I should. If this don't just bring shudders to you, this word here, you've been wondering, where is your courage? You've been wondering, where am I going to be able to muster up the courage to go through whatever it is, the schemes of the enemy that's stopping me from doing big things, that has been holding generations back from doing big things? Let me ask you this question. Have you really tried God's way? That's going to be your fare for courage, your price. Try God's way. Your way haven't been working thus far. Your pinky toe in the kingdom, as soon as something comes, you can crush. We all bad until a problem arises. We crumble. Where is the courage? in God, through God. And I am going to tell you right now, I've seen the baddest of the bad try to do it their way. And when they about to take their last breath, they go saying, oh, God, help me. Why do we have to wait until then to have the courage to do it God's way? I got an affirmation for you guys. And we're going to open up the call. Because you know that courage, as we said, is the ability to do something that frightens someone. Last night, one of our very trusted leaders, and you hear her sometime on the call, she had an allergic reaction, and I saw the courage in our leaders, and I saw them with the word, and how we all definitely, you already know, praying. And I was praying in the spirit silently. And I'm watching the leaders, and I'm watching these, and we had us, and we turned it into a glorious time. And of course, she's okay. The schemes of the enemy, of course, trying to come up against, especially our teams, because many of us know where we are and where we stand in the Lord. Too many people saying, you know what? We know that financial freedom comes through those who have set us free. I need you to write this down here and say that every day I am becoming more courageous. I am more than a conqueror, and I will take action in spite of my fears. Do you understand that if you were to use this affirmation in the manner to where you truly believe with all your heart and soul, that when a problem arises, you will take action. You will be programmed into automatic action while God is fighting in those heavenlies for you. His angels are fighting in the heavenlies for you. Your angels. I mean, how many times have you had issues or challenges and you go and deploy your angels? I will send my angels after some things in darkness. You don't even know. I'm trying to do God's work. People want to be a distraction. Situations want to be a distraction. Some of them angels, go take care of that, please. Starting to irritate me. God, I'm just trying to do your work. I'm just trying to do your will. And your angels sitting there, arms crossed, saying, I've been waiting on you just to send me out. I'm just twiddling my thumbs. I ain't got nothing to do because I can't do nothing until you tell me to. I need you to hear me, family. Financial freedom ain't free. Courage don't come cheap. So for those who stingy, for those who don't want to pay for nothing, for those who think that accomplish everything big without a cost, big rewards come with big costs. And big costs are going to require big courage. Who with me today, family? We already know. Courage is our gateway. Courage is our gateway. Courage is our gateway. Good morning, family. 404, last 47619. Can you tell us what may have been one of your biggest aha moments? I want to hear that. One of your biggest aha moments through this series on courage don't come cheap. Good morning.
Wow. Good morning, Nicola. I didn't even realize I came into Cuba. Obviously, it was meant for me to. This is Janelle.
Hey, girl. Good morning.
Hi. How are you? So I got into Vegas Wednesday night, and I had to decide if I was going to be able to go to see my son. So I was like, listen, both are very, very important to me. So I flew into Vegas. I'm on my way now to fly and see him, and then I'm flying back to Vegas tomorrow morning because both mean so much to me that I had to make that sacrifice to be in both places this weekend.
That's right.
And I know that it's going to help my business as well as let my son know, look, mommy took that day flight, turnaround flight to come and see me, but she's going back to take care of business so that she can build and leave a legacy for me and my sisters. So I just want to thank you and, you know, my kids especially because they keep me going. They are definitely my why and just the whole team because, they, you know, it is definitely teamwork. It's not just me. But you are definitely one of the biggest catapults in my life right now. So thank you so much.
Wow, you are so welcome. And yes, it takes courage, guys. I'm going to tell you, you don't even know. To be a parent, if you know the things while Robert and I are coming and serving the team, if you know, if people were to hear and know the things that came up against our family in the last weeks, our family, our seed, our legacy. Think for one moment that the passion that you hear from me don't come from application. Don't come from application. We are more than conquerors. And we rolling with, we're unstoppable, unbreakable, unshakable. 973, your last call 4980. Your background is a little loud. We may have to come right back to you. We're going to go to 240, last four, 9946. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Bless you, Dr. Nicola. I am Gail Jones, and I actually very, very blessed by your, Power Start series. I was actually referred to you from someone who is actually in your organization. I am not, but I'm also a fellow direct sales individual, and so many ahas this week from you, but particularly for today, that it is important, it is imperative that I put my angels to work, that I don't have unemployed angels, and to use the word of God to give them something to do, to be able to have the courage, again, to really do what the word of God says that I'm supposed to do. That takes a lot of courage. And in Christ Jesus, I have that power to be able to apply God's word and to do it unafraid, despite what others may say, but to be so in tune with God, to be able to hear what he's saying directly to me and to have the courage to apply his word in all situations. Thank you for several ahas this week.
Wow, that is a blessing. And, you know, it is so true that we'll forget all what God has given us. He's given us all the tools. The first thing is he gave us the word. He left the word. And then we have the living word, which is Christ Jesus. And then he gave us our angels. Every single one of us have them, and then we don't even tell them to do a thing. Things become overwhelming, something happening, what have you. People don't even know. I will send them angels out. Send them angels out to where your kids are. Send them angels out to things that are just trying to come up against what you're trying to do for Christ in your business. If you pay attention to this whole series and go back to all of the scriptures, there was a thing that most people miss in this. It was always saying that if you were doing the work in the Lord, it's always saying that the courage is through the Lord. But people are trying to do it in and through themselves. You ain't that tough. You ain't got it going on that big. I'm sorry. I've seen the best of the best of them. Put them in a hospital bed and see how grand they are. It ain't about the cheddar. It ain't about the money you make. Be rich in Christ, truly, through everything. Let him be about everything. You ain't going to go hungry, I promise you. I promise you. I promise you won't. Why? How can I promise you? Because he promised you, but you got to operate in his word. Good morning. 770, last 4-8970. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Sandra. I'm really blessed by this series. And my aha moment this week was really yesterday when you shared how God was with you when you traveled. It made me think about how God's been with me pretty much my whole life since I was a little girl. I went through so much. And because my childhood was so hard, a lot of times I'm ashamed of it. And my aha moment was that this thing that I hold, this shame from my past, it's actually is my ministry and my strength. It's where all my strength is, and yet I don't ever want to talk about it. I talk about it with family, and, of course, family knows me well, and they hold me in a high regard because they know all the things that I've overcome. But most people have no clue because it's something that I don't like sharing. So I had to really ask myself, then if you don't like sharing this, and this is not something you like to talk about, then is it something you really overcame? Is it something that you have really put to bed and realized that you are more than a conqueror? You are more than an overcomer in Christ Jesus. So that really helped me realize my courage, and it really pulled me back into a place of, you know, just gratefulness, because I know that right now there's a lot of people suffering and going through stuff. And, you know, the only way I came out of most of the things I came out of, you know, I grew up in a really gang violent place. I managed to, you know, graduate high school despite all the things coming out of me. And I went on to college and get a master's. And, you know, I had to do that while being homeless. And I had to do that while trying to figure out how to take care of my family when it's supposed to be the other way around. My family was supposed to take care of me, but I had a dad in and out of jail, so I was the sole provider. And, you know, I look at some of these kids today, and I'm thinking, when you have to fight to get yourself out of something, you appreciate it a little more. And I sometimes feel these kids have it too easy, but never mind all of that. All I'm saying is, at the end of the day, God has been there for me from day one, and there is nothing else as far as I'm concerned. You know, money, all of that, that can't even begin to compare. In the lowest moment of your time, God will come. He will be there for you in a way that no person can. And what he's showing me, because I used to be, oh, woe is me, it's only me, it's only me. What he's showing me is, like, he's no respecter of person. So I really appreciate you sharing that, because you did two things. One, you helped me realize that in the appropriate time, God wants me to share. And two, that what he does for one of his children, he'll do for all of them. But will we trust and believe him at his word is the first thing that we have to do. And then the second thing we have to do is just really, really be open. And I want to share two more things, and I'll be done. The scripture that you're sharing right now, Ephesians, it keeps talking about, you know, guarding ourselves. But if you notice, we have to put the helmet of salvation on, right, and the breastplate of righteousness. And I started thinking about how you always talk about, you know, we reside in our mind. And I made the connection. I said, wow, if we reside in our mind and God wants us to put on this helmet of salvation, he's really telling us, guard our minds. Guard our minds and place them in him at all times. And I realize that's my, you know, that's key number one. That's key number one to any success that we're trying to do, is guard our minds and place our minds in him. not our mom, you know, not doing what we think is right, but doing what he tells us is right. So I got that revelation this week. And then, of course, the last piece that I really, really was just so grateful for is that, you know, you touched on that this week, too. You were never alone. We think, oh, you know, oh, what we're going through is that bad. But we're never, ever alone. And trust me, it's somebody out there going through the same exact thing that you're going through. But God wants us to connect and love one another. Because how else will we be able to upgird ourselves, right? How will we be able to support one another if we don't open up that door to love? But anyway, I appreciate you, Nicola. I appreciate this call. And I know we're about to do some great things. So I thank God for all of everybody on this line.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the courage to release, you got to let some of that stuff go. Every one of us have to. You know, when we came from the event, Top Earner Academy Live, Ray had been, I know for some people who do follow him too, they've heard his story on how, you know, for several years of his life when he ended up living with his father. And so that obviously told you something happened with mom. So he ended up being with his father. His father got married to a woman who abused him just really, really bad for many years. And then he ended up, you know, with that abuse. Most people, when they go through any type of abuse, whether it's spiritual, mental, physical, what have you, eventually they start doing things to abuse themselves. They start self-sabotaging. They start wondering, are they good enough? Then his wife shared, you know, her story that she was always kind of sitting on top of saying, you know, her mom was dealing with bipolar disorder when she was a kid, and how, you know, she would not know who was showing up to school. Her mom drop her off, pick her up, and when her mom pick her up, you know, she don't know who showed up, and to where sometimes her mom would even forget to pick her up. And one time she sat at school overnight, sat at school, elementary school, sat at school overnight. No one came to pick her up. And then now when we go and we look and fast forward and we see, first off, I already know in the spirit, I know how her and her husband attracted to one another. And this is the same thing. You'll find that your friends, your family, the loves of your life, there's always like these paths, these tale of two cities that eventually connect. But once you are able to really, for me, connect into God, you'll understand that even all of that pain had to be for everything, just like the crucifixion of Christ was for the freedom of us all. But one of the things that many people don't do is they don't tap into that access of the righteousness, the right to the kingdom. They don't want to know or even operate in truth. They will believe that their problems are their destiny. And then now it stops them from doing and taking action. The fear of rejection, every time I talk to people and they have a real massive fear of rejection, it has nothing to do with network marketing at all. And everything to do with who they really believe they are. But until you begin to understand the truth about yourself, that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who will strengthen you, you will be overcoming. I'm telling you. I've seen people with money that are still insecure. And I said, wow, they got it going on. The only thing that's missing is Christ Jesus. That they will even acknowledge him fully. They scared to do that, so they scared to do other stuff. I see people get all the way to what's considered the top in the industry. And everything is so good, but check them on their private days. Who are they? Where you really at? Don't come cheap. Financial Freedom Friday, guys, I promise you. People are struggling when they don't even have to struggle. Just let them on in. Let them do a thing in you and through you. And watch what happens. He made the promises way before I was born. I was only born in 73. Things were shambles for me. I was going to be a major train wreck. I thank God for the day that I realized that I was not alone. And it was during a time where it appeared I was. And I cried out, Abba Father, a few times in my life. And he didn't just show up. He showed up mightily. Courage don't come cheap. Peace out, guys. Have a blessed rest of your weekend.